And no segue whatsoever. We're moving from Carrboro to Chapel Hill because we are joined in the studio by Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. How are
Hello,
you?
Hello, I'm good today. Are we good, doing the No Shave November here?
No, I'm just lazy.
Okay, well, it's good.
But
look.
Thanks for pointing it out. The only nice thing about the radio is that people can't see how scuzzy I look today.
You look great.
Thank you so much. No, I still have a cold, so I don't like shaving when my nose is all kind of irritated.
I'll try to use that excuse.
You know how, right? Yeah, it's a great excuse. I'm using it for anyone who asks, but including myself when I look in the mirror. I was like, do I want to shave? No, I'm just going to go on the radio.
Well, all my sons do it for November. Drives me crazy.
Yeah,
Shave November.
All right. So how's it going? It's been a busy week.
It's been a busy week.
Busy night tonight, right?
Yes, we have the Assembly of Governments this evening where we're going to talk about the Green Tract and light rail and get updates on garbage and things like that.
Yes, green with an E, green E tract.
Yeah, there we go. No, but it's a great opportunity for all the elected officials to get together and talk about some things we share and to update each other on the plans that are going on. We'll have an economic development conversation that everybody shares what's going on in their community so we can all hear it and see how we partner together.
Very cool. So what is the latest on garbage? I know you get that question all the time.
Well, one of the dynamics going on right now, so that people understand, because oil prices dropped, money's coming in for recyclables aren't as big as they used to be. So we used to make money on recycling, or make some monies on recycling, I should say, and now it's costing us more. And as a community, we have chosen to do recycling, and we're proud of that, and we divert a lot away from the waste stream, which saves us money, but it also helps the planet. And unfortunately, because those costs are rising, we're trying to figure out what to do about that. And so that'll be part of the discussion and information item as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any talk about getting a landfill back in Orange County?
No, there's been no talk so far. It's the Solid Waste Advisory Group, the SWAG.
The SWAG.
And we meet and have discussions. We're using the Durham Transfer Station at this point in time and trying to figure out where we go. We know that's not the long-term solution, but we've checked out waste to energy, and the numbers just don't really work for us. We could partner with someone to do it, but there's other... Technology keeps improving. We just need it to improve a little faster.
Yeah, waste to energy is the long-term solution,
yes,
it really is.
It really is. But I will say the mayors of the other two towns and the chairman, McKee, from Orange County, we got together this weekend to craft the community letter.
Mm-hmm.
I love our community. We stand together. We stand strong in the values of respect and inclusiveness. And the letter, we were trying to craft it so that we all agreed we're getting people coming up to us who have anxieties over what the change in government and elections mean for everybody, and there's just fear, and we're trying to get everybody to take a deep breath, realize you still live in the same place you live in, and try not to cause any further divides. You know, let's get back together. The election process kind of caused some major divides between groups of people, and let's bring all that back together.
And I think it's important to recognize that there are communities all over the country that are issuing statements like this. I know I'm from Lansing, Michigan, so a whole bunch of my Facebook friends still live in Lansing, and they're talking about similar statement that's coming out from the city of Lansing about, and basically exactly the same thing. Like, look, we're an inclusive community. We're going to continue to be an inclusive community. That's not going to change.
Right.
And politics is local, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard, though, because no one's really sure what the big pictures are with EPA. I deal with a lot with environmental groups and the Upper Neuse River Basin, and, you know, what happens with EPA with the new choice of person? What happens with science and data and information? What happens with finance? So we don't know those answers yet, but at our state level, we've got some good things that are happening, some better balance coming forward. I know we're all in that wait and see who's going to really be the governor, and that's a little frightening. And when you have uncertainty, people tend to get a little more anxious.
Yeah.
So again, locally, in your community here, we are who we have always said we are, and we're going to stand strong together, and that's another thing. I really love that our elected, we stand together.
And I think it's important to recognize that there is, and there ought to be, and this is part and parcel of what it means to be American and what it means to be a member of this community, room for disagreement on a lot of different issues.
Absolutely.
And I know, you know, talking with some conservative friends of mine who were in the area, they were concerned about the letter. And part of what they were concerned about was, well, you know, the letter goes on and talks about, like, climate change issues and gun control and things like that. And on a certain level, like, I'm going to sit here and say that the science on climate change was settled years ago, and if you still are going to sit there and say that climate change isn't a thing, then I would argue that you're being willfully ignorant, but we can have that argument and still be Americans and inclusive. Right. It's that moment when we start talking about excluding people for being members of certain groups.
Right.
And that's something that, I mean, Donald Trump hasn't taken office yet. He hasn't done anything. It's still a couple of months away. But that's something that people are really concerned about right now. And that's something that people who would love to see that be the sort of world are feeling emboldened right now to go out and harass and threaten and,
yes,
in some cases, vandalize and attack. And that's what I think we need to be most concerned about right now.
You're right. It is what we need to be concerned about. And we don't ever embolden any kind of bad behavior towards others or that disrespects other people's or other philosophies. It's just been hard. The tensions have been high. It was down to the wire. And so it's not like one group was overwhelmingly the majority. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people didn't vote. So we don't truly know. We have the pulse of the people who voted. It was split so much down the middle. And it kind of really shows you it's split, too, between rural and urban. And that's really hard that we're not communicating very well between those different factions. You have different attitudes going on. And so we are one country. How do we pull together and move forward in life instead of trying to constantly fight, you know, whose way is right? We're all going to have to move forward.
And that actually is a really important question, too, because nothing else, and I mean, I'm at least a little, like, quietly proud of myself for not getting the election completely wrong in advance when I was talking to my students in my American government class. But one of the things that I was emphasizing, and this is true, and if, like, this year, more than any other year, I think, has shown us the divide between urban and rural,
yes,
between voters in the cities,
yes,
voters in the country, worldviews, votes, partisan affiliation, and everything else. We've got to bridge that divide.
So
what do we do to bridge that divide?
Well, I think part of the issue, too, is if you see that after the 2008 recession, your cities and urban areas have bounced back a little bit more. They have more jobs. They've got more technology going on. They've got some prosperity. They also have more diverse populations going on. People have come in because of that increase in the economy. They have come into this country. And that hurts a little bit in the rural areas where you're not having as much growth. In fact, you're having all these regulations and cutbacks and changes so that they haven't been able to bounce back as well financially. And so you get very frustrated. I get it. It's very frustrating. And how do you get out of that? Well, you don't do it by blaming other groups of people for being here. You do it by trying to figure a way to work together.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't see us doing that, you know, in our state legislature, you know, work together to have it's not one in exclusion of the other. It's not the cities over the rural areas or the rural areas over the cities. There is a way to really work this together, to invest in both, to have opportunities in both, and that takes state leadership.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger, and what else is going on in town?
So we have Arbor Day tomorrow.
Yes.
Going to plant some trees. I got asked today why we do Arbor Day in November. Well, folks, it's easier and better and more productive to plant our trees in late fall so they have a chance of survival. And also, it's true. I mean, a lot of people do Arbor Day in the late spring, but then we have those intensely hot summers, and so trees don't prosper.
So there is a reason.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
I thought it was just like,
We're just gonna
do our own thing, which I think would be an awesome answer.
Well, we do it completely differently from the rest of the state. Go Chapel Hill. We like to be different, which is fine. Different kind of works for us.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
in this sense, we do all the things required to be a tree city. But we're constantly looking at replenishing our canopy treetop because trees do die, because we have to take diseased trees down, because we have things happen like construction projects and renovations and things. We want to make sure we keep the tree canopy in good supply. It's good for climate. It's good for keeping us cool. It's good for good air. It's good for all kinds of reasons, sense of being. So we're having a celebration tomorrow. We're going to be in Southern Community Park. I believe we're planting around 9:30 or 10. Sorry, I have to get that down. I'm one day at a time here. System nutrition person from Chartwells received an award yesterday at the Summer Palooza for the summer program that we did, Food for the Summer. She got an impact award, and that was really wonderful to behold. And then we're going to be talking, I got to talk at the event too and spread the news about how we pulled it together to feed our kids across the summer.
Awesome.
Along with the enrichment programs we did with that as well.
I assume plans are already in the works,
yes,
for next year,
we're
right?
very excited about. So now we don't have to recreate the wheel. We have some better ideas. We've still been meeting. We're getting things organized. We got the survey results back, and they were mostly positive and told us some other things, great ideas and suggestions pulled together. We're trying to do some fundraising. We'd like to be able to hire the coordinator to start sooner. Last year, we hired someone to start in May, and she had to hit the ground running. And we'd like to have it a little sooner so we can have that person apply for grants and do those kinds of things. So we're looking into that. I was able to attend the GSK GlaxoSmithKline Impact Awards today, and three of our local nonprofits received awards, which they each got $40,000 each.
Nice.
For making a good impact on their communities, and that was Club Nova and Book Harvest and Charles House. They all work in our area pretty significantly and make a huge impact with going on. So I was very proud to be there and help cheer them on and celebrate that wonderful event. This past week, we had the Wegmans concept plan. We had the Millhouse Road commercial zone plan in front of us, and we made started talking about some changes in the Ephesus Fordham district, again, to tweak that code to get it just a little bit more about what we'd like, and also while still encouraging redevelopment to go on there. And this coming meeting on Monday night, we're going to have the Sanjar Turkish Cultural Center and the Elkins Hills Neighborhood Conservation District coming up. And then it's Thanksgiving.
Yes. Yes. So what's the latest on the Turkish Cultural Center?
On Thanksgiving?
On Thanksgiving? Yes. I'm still from the North. I hit the giving on, it's Thanksgiving for me. It's like, I don't know where the divide is. Like somewhere in Kentucky, I think people don't know what to say.
So the Sanjar Center is in a current SUP, so I'm not supposed to talk about the particulars.
Right,
so please
right.
come on Monday. It's the second part of the special use permit process, so a decision will be made on Monday evening.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's what's going on in our world. And then we will have our last council meeting until the end of the year on December 5th. And we're still setting the agenda for that as well.
All right. And by December 5th, parking will be free on Saturdays.
Yay,
and during the day
like
in downtown Chapel Hill.
Yeah.
So get your holiday shopping done down there,
and we're
too.
Trying to create some more parking. I hope to have a good announcement about. We're working on creating more parking behind the courtyard area back there. We have some leased spots that weren't being used as efficiently, and so we're going to be increasing those spots, and I'll have more information about that as well.
Awesome.
Soon. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, townofchapelhill.org
if you want more information. Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.